Reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with grace.
Ladies, it's almost here, just days away, and you do not want to miss it. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. We have an anointed, action-packed couple of days planned just for you. Featuring special musical guest, Sister Ronnie Maddox. Let him know. Special musical guest and speaker from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pastor Deborah Moncrief.
To the cross where thou hast died. Draw me.
And our anointed speaker for the conference from Charlotte, North Carolina, Bishop Larry Jackson.
Come on. The Bible tells me I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Go, my God. I'm not trying to conquer the world first. I'm trying to conquer me first. I got to conquer me first. Once I conquer me, I can conquer the world.
We'll have service Friday night at 7 p.m. and services, workshops, lunch, and more on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. Ladies, you can't afford to miss this time of refreshing in the Lord, tailor-made just for you. Gather up your sister friends and meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. Early registration has been extended until May 10th, so you can get in on that right now by calling 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The Virgin Church. I want to prophesy to you a little bit this morning as well, so get your catcher's mitt out. You know, some things you have to catch. I want to start with a couple of examples of what I believe God is going to do and is doing. First of all, there's the coming to maturity of a called out remnant. Let me say it again. There's the coming to maturity. Many of us will be able to identify ourselves in this message. There's a coming to maturity of a called out remnant. This remnant, as we spoke last Sunday about the man child, is destined for a throne. The Bible says that he has made us to be kings. Kings sit on thrones. Okay, so let me start with the reality. Again, this is the Virgin Church, the reality of Joseph and Mary. Can you imagine the dilemma that Joseph faced when finding out that Mary was with child and it wasn't his child? And they were supposed to be married. Now, think about it a moment. Under the law, she was to be stoned to death. But Joseph, being a good man, sought to put her away privately. Now, this whole occurrence was supernatural. This wasn't natural, it was supernatural. And Joseph was a natural man. His reaction, and just catch everything I'm about to release, because even though he didn't understand and knew that he had to do something, and was going to put her away, the natural man Joseph leaned into what God was doing.
Amen.
Now hear me. Of course, God intervened and gave Joseph a dream to settle all his confusion and let him know in a dream that this was of God. It wasn't Mary, you know, going out on you. You know, this was of God. So this virgin church that God, this remnant that God is raising up, natural man is going to show you favor.
Amen.
Hear me, not just any type of favor. You see, Joseph covered her. She was to be stoned to death, even though this was of God. Under the law, she would have been stoned to death, but God used Joseph, the natural man Joseph, to cover her. Through revelation, through a dream, he showed him that this was of God. He believed it, received it, and covered her. Kept her from being stoned to death. And I prophesy to you that what God has given you to do, there's some favor coming to you.
Amen.
From natural man. See, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. For their foolishness unto him. There are businesses, there are organizations, there are people in places of authority, natural people that don't know God, don't know the workings of God, but they're going to favor you. God's going to move sovereignly on their heart, and they are going to favor you to see that what you are carrying actually comes to birth. While there's going to be favor, there's also going to be a shutting down. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13, let me start there. An angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah, the priest, and when Zechariah saw him, the word of God says he was troubled and fear fell upon Zechariah. In verse number 13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice in his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias or Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is stricken in years. Sounds like doubt and unbelief to me. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee to show you these glad tidings. Evidently, Gabriel got a little upset with him here. He said, and behold, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Just like there are going to be natural people in this world that don't know God necessarily, but through revelation, God is going to turn their heart to support you, to bless you. Amen. To be kind toward you. Amen. Going out of their way. God's going to do that. Just like that, there are going to be voices that know God, but that are in unbelief, and God is going to take their voice.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Take their influence. They'll be no longer influential. They talk unbelief. They talk doubt. They speak fear. They don't believe the revelation. Gabriel himself came to speak to Zechariah, and he didn't believe it. Verse 21 says, and the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. Listen, God is shutting some things down. All this mixture and unbelief, this mingled seed, God is shutting it down. Because he wants a virgin church. A church free from man's tradition, man's opinion, man's lies, man's graft, man's lust, hello, man's own doing. God's going to shut some things down. You're going to be surprised. People waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them, and he remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. There's been a shift. Amen. And a lot of what glittered like gold wasn't gold at all. There's a shift. You see, Zechariah was a priest after the order of Aaron. But there's a new order. Tell somebody, there's a new sheriff in town. You see, when Jesus came on the scene, he was after the order of Melchizedek. The order of Aaron ended. Amen. It ended with Zechariah. You see, John, his son, whom was born, never entered the temple. That old order was over. Amen. You know, all the people, you know, before he was born, all the people said his name will be Zechariah, right? He's going to enter into the priesthood like you. And Elizabeth said, no, his name will be John. And then they asked Zechariah, and Zechariah had, when he wrote it out, God loosed his tongue, and he began to prophesy. Amen. He began to speak in line with what God has spoken. Contrary to what he had done in the beginning. And so as he began to prophesy, guess what? John never entered the temple. He was the beginning of a new order. And I'm here to tell you today that God has started another order. Amen. A virgin church. The order of Melchizedek. The order after an endless life. You see, the time of sacrifice, tell somebody the time of sacrifice is over. Now you can follow all you want to Israel and the reestablishing of the burnt offerings and the red heifer and all that. Why start all that sacrifice again when Jesus became the sacrifice? Something's wrong with that. People waiting for the rebuilding of this and all of that and the red heifer and all of that when Jesus put an end to all of that. Amen. This is for the Jew and the Greek. There's no class of people outside of needing to be saved through Jesus. I don't care what your culture is. If you're going to be born again, you got to come through Jesus. Not through a religion. Not through a bunch of dogma. If you're saved, Jesus got to save you. Muhammad's not the one. Buddha's not the one. It's Jesus. For there is no other name among men given among men whereby we must be saved. Jew and Gentile. I don't care what you practice or what your culture is. You need to be born again. Yeah. Amen. And it's through Jesus. Anybody that comes up any other way is the same as a thief or a robber. Yeah. Let's not get this thing twisted. Amen. He put an end to sacrifice.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
How we long for your heart. to beat in